city manager contract with Rebecca Polizzato and Shane.
So I provided the council with a contract that I negotiated with Ms. Polizzato over the last week or so. And I put in the agenda summary that it was $160 was her demand. We had some discussion.
$160,000.
Thousand.
$160,000. We got it, but you're on tape.
So,
we better make
so
it right.
We have two scenarios. $160,000 locked in for 2 years. Or the other thing that she mentioned that she'd be willing to accept as a compromise is $155,000 the first year, $157,500 in the second year, and then the third year, $160,000. So basically guaranteed rate.
This is wrong.
That $160,000 over that 3 years.
There it is.
It's supposed to be one.
So what the version of the contract that I gave to all of you has some red line on the first line page in section 4 here. So if you want to go forward and authorize the contract, really what options we have for salary are in red line, either in the strikeout or the underlying version. The strikeout shows 160, so I wrote it as 160 since that was kind of her starting position. And then underlined the starting at 155 option. So if one of those options and offering this contract is acceptable, then the motion will either be to authorize the mayor to sign the agreement that I presented to you with or without the red line changes accepted, if that makes sense. If you say that it's with the red line changes accepted, you're voting for $155,000 starting point. And if you're voting for with it, rejecting or without the red line changes accepted, you're voting for $160,000.
Hey, Councilwoman Michelson? Okay. Are you done with your presentation, Mr. Attorney?
The floor is yours.
Thank you. Mr. City Attorney, I would like to go ahead and make a motion to authorize Mayor Pruitt to sign the professional service agreement between City and Mill Creek, Washington, and Rebecca C. Polizzato, contract number 2015-1189, per the redlined contract option that was presented to us with one change, which is an addition error. And the would be effective June 1st, 2016. Manager's annual salary shall be adjusted to $157,500 versus
$157,250. Thank you so much.
And that's my motion.
I would second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, Mike?
Sure, I think it's a reasonable compromise. This does gives us kind of a ramp to get between where closer from where we were to where she wanted to be, and I think it's a reasonable compromise. I think we're all very excited. At least I'm very excited about getting her on board. I know she's excited about coming here, and I know she's already talked to staff and some of us about making those moves. And so I think we're all excited about making this happen. I think this is a reasonable compromise. So I'm going to vote for this.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. And that's one less option. And what is the next step then? Who advises her that we have authorized this?
I told her that I would call her right after the meeting. I have to send her an email right now.
Perfect. Okay. Now we're up to the consent agenda. Approval of checks number 53603 through 53676 and ACH wire transfers in the amount of $497,466.39. Audit Committee, Councilmember Bond and myself, no exceptions?
No exceptions, Mayor.
Payroll and benefit ACH payments in the amount of $296,201.88, no exceptions?
No exceptions.
City Council meeting minutes of March 24th, 2015, City Council meeting minutes of April 7th, 2015, and City Council meeting minutes of April 14th, 2015. Do we have a motion for the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. First action item is resolution authorizing the acting city manager to execute the amended North Sound Metro SWAT interlocal agreement between the cities of Mill Creek, Bothell, Edmonds, Kirkland, Lake Forest Park, Linwood, Monroe, Mount Lake Terrace, and Mukilteo. If adopted, that will be resolution 2015-528. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Now we're up to appoint two members to the Planning Commission with terms expiring April 30th, 2018. We had, committee was Councilmember Todd, Mayor Pro Tem Holzclaw, and myself. We had one of the strongest fields I've seen in a long time. So, do we have a motion?
I will make a motion to appoint Randy Blair and Daniel Mills to fill the two Planning Commission vacancies.
Would you please second that motion?
Any discussion?
Just briefly, I would echo, we had eight very qualified candidates. I'm glad to see that as these vacancies come up, we keep getting interested citizens in throwing their names in the hat to be considered. We had a lot of good people to choose from, and we recommend that we move forward with Mr. Mills and Mr. Blair.
Yeah, chime in. Again, lots of good candidates, but I think this is we had the discussion with the Planning Commission a couple of meetings ago about how important it is to look at the future, and that was one of the topics we had during interviews was to kind of talk about their capabilities, their visions, and their attitude in terms of working with the Planning Commission on working in the future for where the city's going. And so I think these two individuals in particular rose to the top, and the kind of skills that I think are going to be useful to make that a useful group. We're blessed to have a really good Planning Commission. We've had some great commissioners. I want to thank Matt Nolan, the vice chair, for helping out with the interviews. It's great to have either he or Stan there. We really appreciate it when the chairs can help out, and it was good to have his help, and I think this is going to be a good addition to the committee. Thanks.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Now we're up to reports. The city gets two free tickets to the annual Economic Alliance Luncheon. I'm going. I go every year. Is there anybody else who would like to go to the Economic Alliance annual? It's May 14th, Mike.
I can't because I've got a PSRC thing. They've got it right on top of the committee meeting for the project selection thing.
You're probably going with community transit.
I could have got a free ticket that way too, but no, I don't. I would like to go. It's a great event. It's a good opportunity. If somebody could spring the time, it's a chance to meet with its business people and electeds for the whole county, and it's a good opportunity to kind of hear what's going on. Troy and his speakers are always interesting, so if you can spring it loose and go.
11:30 to 1:30 p.m. on Thursday, March 14th.
So where is it?
It's at the Tulalip Resort. So if somebody comes up with some free time, please let Kelly know.
Okay. I think if council isn't going to use the spots, I think it'd be appropriate for city manager or community development director or something other to go to if they wanted to.
Yeah.
So. Free lunch.
Okay. Reports. Mark Bond.
No report.
John?
Yes, the Buffalo Park opened on last Friday. A lot of people showed up from the community, lots of kids, braved the weather. It was a little windy, a little cold. Didn't rain, which was nice, and lots of cakes were given away. It was a fun time.
Vincent?
Nothing to report there.
It was an awesome park opening. We had a lot of fun. Unfortunately, Donna did not win the cake, so we were not able to share with her.
I was trying.
I know.
I didn't pay Brian enough money because he kept pulling numbers close to mine, but not on.
And we were all standing right there to support you too. Okay, reports now.
It was a lot of fun, and it was the wind was a little bit crazy. It was not a good hair day for anyone. Anyone.
Me, yeah.
We had a great time. So it's very exciting. What a beautiful park. So I was glad I was there.
Any reports?
That's it.
Okay.
Just two things. Attended the Snohomish County Tomorrow Steering Committee meeting. I won't bore you with any details. The main topic of discussion was a legislative summary from Breonna Taylor, the county's lobbyist, and it was really no different than what's summarized in the emails that we get every week. So that was the main point of discussion. The only other item was I had the privilege of attending again the annual Mill Creek Little League Jamboree, which was attended by, I'd guess, 1,800, 2,000 people out at Gateway last Saturday. Due to a miscommunication from the Little League with the mayor, I had the opportunity to pinch hit in my first deputorial mayoral duties and say a couple words on behalf of the city. But it was a great event, as always.
Good job.
Mike. I think people may have seen the email, but if you haven't, the Boundary Review Board is looking for a replacement person. If you've got an idea of somebody, run up the flagpole. It's gonna. We need to get in the next couple of weeks. The mayors of the county will elect that person at the next SEC dinner meeting, just for coincidence, but it's not SEC selection. We thought about some of our planning commissioners, but we think the answer is that if you're on a board or commission or an elected official, for sure, you can't participate. But if you know of somebody in the community who would be interested in being in the Boundary Review Board, has an inkling to do that, we have an opportunity to run people up the flagpole. And the other thing, I think some people saw it, maybe not everybody did, and the newspaper already picked it up. Zach Anders won one of the six spots for the Association for Washington City Quality for Center for Quality Communities Scholarship. So he's $1,250, and he's going to be invited to go to the luncheon at the AWC conference. So that's pretty neat.
He's going to be using that at Wazoo, isn't he?
And he's going to be using it at Wazoo, is what I heard, yeah.
So we all signed on to that recommendation.
That's excellent. I don't know if he... I called and told him and sent him the link from the AWC bulletin, and I think Landy got a letter to the city that said he got it. I'm not sure if he got a letter himself. I don't know if we know that. But
he has to know to be the Wenatchee.
Yeah, so somehow I think they will probably send something. So I guess I'm going to ask staff, if you see something that is coming to you for him that would let him know what his opportunity is to go to Wenatchee and have free lunch.
No, we'll check with
AWC. Yeah. Just want to make sure he has a chance to do that. I told him it was probably coming, but I want to make sure the details aren't lost.
It's coming through the city, and he might not be in the link.
That's what I want to make sure. Yeah, thanks.
I got a letter saying that you can announce it after the 25th. I'm going, too late. Told the world.
Yeah.
Okay, anything
Thank
else?
You. That's it. Thanks.
City manager.
You did?
Yes. We saw
you paid. Oh, that's right. You
can share it?
No sharing.
Callie.
I will be away from work up for the next council meeting. Mr. Gatlin will sit in as acting for the President's May 5th meeting. And that's all I have to report. The finance director's up next. I would tell you this is the actual report. For the first 3 months enclosed in the packet as well. Kind of early on, things look fine. Sales tax has been good.
Good.
No. Director of Community Development?
Just two things. First of all, I think I agree that the park grand opening was really awesome. I did not have any trouble with my hair. I didn't really notice it then.
You go to your barber then, shouldn't I?
The second item, I just before the meeting, I sent an email to the city council. See, if I didn't get this actually in your email yet, I put a hard copy in front of you. And what it's about is the county council will be having its public hearing on their comp plan update, the 2015 comp plan update. And the planning commission recommendation is to not have any increased densities or upzones, as you would call them, in our southwest urban growth area. But the county executive has proposed several infill changes to the zoning, which basically increase the densities mainly to multifamily. And what I've done is I've put a map in here. The resolution of the maps, when this was blown up to make it even readable at all, but what it has here is the Planning Commission recommendation, which shows the existing land use map. And if you turn on the back of your page, is the county executive's recommendations. And all the little red circles I drew are all the proposed properties that would be increased densities. And there's an analysis that shows in your transportation element that it's kind of hard to wade through all that. There's a lot of documentation, and I've been trying to wade through a lot of that. But the gist of it, as I can get, is that from a system-wide segment analysis, the incremental amount of traffic won't change that much. But these corridors are already at level F, and by adding more density or more people, it's going to have an impact on those intersections, especially at like 128th and 3rd and I-5 and the 164th corridor, as well as 35th and 180th. So what I would propose to do would be to draft a letter to bring to you at the next council meeting, have you take a look at that, and to go on record as being opposed to the increase in the infill up zones, basically the executive's recommendation number 3. And if I can get some head nods, or if you're willing to at least consider that, I could bring that back. I can work with some of the other cities as well and sort of wade through some of that data and be able to get a little more specifics in the letter. But
maybe do a presentation?
Yeah, I could have it.
Okay. Sure. Mike?
Yeah, so from what I just heard, I think I like what you're saying. This is just the Mill Creek piece, but the other cities also have little red circles on their equivalent pictures, or is it just Mill Creek?
This is what I focused on, is just our own urban growth area. There are some others throughout the county, I believe, as well.
That's why you said you're going to talk to other cities. There may be other cities that have this similar discussion going on.
Well, for example, Linwood has exactly the same concerns in the area. There's some other issues as well, in that the Puget Sound Regional Council, the Vision 2040, is trying to direct the growth to Everett, Linwood, and Bothell. And so this area between Mill Creek and Linwood, for example, already has excess capacity. And then to make it have even more capacity basically just encourages growth to go there instead of where the regional growth strategy is trying to put the growth. So it's sort of, it's a relief valve. It's already going to be hard to bend the trend anyways, as they say, and to open it up, it makes it even more difficult for those cities to accommodate their targets.
So maybe tonight is not the time to talk about it, but maybe next week when you talk about it, or maybe this is sidebar discussions. I'm just wondering what's motivating this, because if this doesn't, this you're saying this is over and above what PSRC has already agreed to, and it doesn't line up with what the County Planning Commission said. So what's motivating this?
Well, in talking to the director of Snohomish County, the PDS director, they are concerned that this is good for the 8-year plan, but they're looking at the next 8 years as well. So that if you don't do this now, there's going to be pressure to push the urban growth boundaries out like 16 years from now. My counter to that is we're required by state law to have an 8-year plan and accommodate the growth that way and deal with that in 8 years. And in the meantime, this is our urban growth area and the impacts are here now. So I think it's coming, so probably was originated in PDS, but I'm not guaranteed of that, but certainly that's the executive's department.
Just for the record, the PDS director, though he's working for the day for the county, is a resident of the city of Mill Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and a well-respected colleague. I'm not calling him out or anything.
You'll come back next week with a presentation?
Yeah, it'd be very similar to what I talked about now, and then I have a letter with a little more specifics in it. Something that would, if you all agreed, would authorize the mayor to sign it.
And that would give us time before, because it really, it's the 13th is the deadline, because they're going to have a public hearing. We want to have checked in by then. Is that the...
Yeah. I think we actually... Don't we meet again on the 12th?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'd even have another chance to talk about it again if you'd like, but I'd like to get it in on the 6th if possible. And they listen to a council more than they would listen to just me writing my letter, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Alternative 3, the alternative that the executive is recommending the council approve?
Right. I think there's the Planning Commission recommendation, and there's a whole list of other recommendations for consideration that they may consider them or not, but they're listed in all the documentation that's been published, and it's recommendation number 3. And that's where it talks about adding these up zones or these infill increased densities.
No, I understand that's one of the options that's been recommended, but doesn't the executive usually recommend one of those as their preferred? Are they recommending this as their preferred?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay. Nope, that'd be it. Thanks.
Public Works Director.
4 quick items. We are hosting tomorrow at from 5 to 7 in the annex building next door a hazard mitigation open house. Every 5 years, we and all the cities throughout the United States and counties are required to update their natural hazard mitigation plan. It's been a process that's been going on for a year, and the document is nearing completion. and it will be over there, a copy of it, and some maps and stuff if anyone wants to come by. Second thing is we did meet with the appraiser, and the do not have the final document yet, but the appraised range for the public workshop property is $1,057,000 at the low to $1,450,000 at the high. And it is not going to come back with a single number, but with a range. That's close, just to, as a point of reference, when it was done not quite two years ago, it was $1,070,000. That was not nearly as complete as the process that was done this time. The appraiser took about half an hour to explain the process he went through to the general manager of the water district and myself. It was extremely thorough. There is a meeting of the DEM and ESCA subcommittee that's working on the ILA for transitioning from ESCA to DEM this Thursday. I'll be attending for the city. We do have now a draft of the proposed ILA that covers both the transition period and the 2 years after that. We'll be discussing that. And I believe all of you, I believe Kelly gave all of you a copy of the letter from the county executive welcoming us, all ESCA cities, into DEM. And then the final thing I wanted to mention is on your agenda from the last time, there was we were supposed to be awarding tonight the pathway lighting project. We received three bids for that, and they were not satisfactory, so we're going to rebid the project. And that completes my report.
Okay, thank you.
I got a question. Maybe it's a question for Shane, and maybe you can't answer it tonight. My understanding is when public entity one sells property to public entity number two, it needs to be at the appraised value. That's my 50,000-foot understanding. Your head shaking your head. So how do you decide when you got a range of then we negotiate? It's
yes.
Silver Lake versus Mill Creek. Who wants to?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors we're going to have to look at. I haven't seen that appraisal yet, but it'll be the appraisal will say, you know, the low end of the market we think is mm-hmm. this, the high end of the market could potentially be this. You guys are going to have to decide what you're willing to pay for it, and the appraisal will act as a document that helps inform your decision, along with whatever other factors you want to consider for what you're willing to pay, what's it worth to you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Police Chief.
No report, Mayor, thank you.
Ellie?
Just a reminder that filing week for council positions 5, 6, and 7 is the week of May 11th. So information I sent out on email, but also some information on our city website. That's it.
Okay, audience communication, last chance to talk to the council tonight. Boy, once, twice, three times?
We'll be there, Mayor.
Yeah.
I will be on vacation next week.
Okay. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you.
So, Kelly.